Welcome back to Health Update Radio with your host, Jerry Graff.
And this is Jackie Bensinger, licensed acupuncturist, sitting in for Jerry while he's on vacation. You're listening to Health Update Radio here on WSRadio.com. And as mentioned, our sponsors are LifeScan and the maker of One Touch Ultra and the family of blood glucose meters. Next time at your pharmacy, speak with your pharmacist and ask him to show you the selection of One Touch meters. Our second sponsor, Advanced Diabetes Supply, bringing diabetes testing supplies right to your door. You can reach Advanced Diabetes Supply at 1-800-730-9887. That's 800-730-9887 or at www.northcoastmed.com. ADS makes life easier for people living with diabetes. They also have a blog, www.glucosepost.com, that's glucosepost.com, where you can find a community of people with diabetes to share stories, inform, and support each other. They are right here in Carlsbad, California, and they have wonderful customer service. In this second part, we are going to have, we're lucky enough to have an in-studio guest, Phil, who works outside sales for a living and has been doing so for quite a long time. And he came to me suffering with long-term anxiety. So he is going to share his experience of acupuncture and in getting relief from his condition. He also took Chinese herbs. So, Phil, thank you so much for being here today to talk about your condition and your experience with acupuncture even more and educating everyone about how acupuncture worked for you. So could you tell us a little bit about your story, about how what brought you into acupuncture and how anxiety affected your life?
Hi, Jackie. Thank you for allowing me to come in, and this will be kind of fun, I think, at least for me. The idea of being able to give you my story is kind of nice. You do what you do, and you see a lot of different people. I'm just one piece of that. I'm just one piece of the puzzle. You talked earlier about the stress in our life and how the acupuncture would help with that. As I'm sitting here through 15 minutes of listening to you talk, knowing it's going to be my turn, maybe we should have had you bring in some needles and needle me while I'm sitting here waiting. But anxiety for me is I've always been, even as a kid, I'm the birthday boy. I just had a birthday, and I'm 62.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. And I've always been in good health. I've been blessed with that. My biggest enemy is my own head, probably, and I'm in my head a lot, and my anxiety comes from that. I've always had a lot of nervous energy as a kid, as a child, growing up. I still had that, and just the nature of sales is a stressful career. I believe everyone, to some extent or another, is under stress. I'm not saying my stress is any greater. I know my stress is not greater than a lot of people that are out there and that are listening. This is just my level. This is what's worked for me. And my stress is what I live with and what I've dealt with. It's been a nervousness, like I say, it's nervous energy, and I've always believed in natural medicine, or I've been open to that. I don't necessarily believe, and again, these are my opinions, that Western medicine is not necessarily the answer. I think it's a part of the big picture. I can remember probably in college or as I got out of college, looking at herb books, and that always interested me. And then I realized a lot of our medicine comes from herbs, and I thought, well, natural healing, something other than the Western medicine is something that has been of interest to me, and it is something that has been going on a long time. So as I've gotten older and tried to look at herbs as a partial treatment for anything that I might have, whether it would be just colds or sinus problems. I've always been open to the idea of acupuncture and alternative healing, I guess, alternative medicine. I don't know that I'm using quite the right terms, but I've always been open to that. And the thought that somebody could put a needle into my skin and I wouldn't feel it, or it wouldn't be painful, was always curious to me. And I did have another friend that is an acupuncturist. I'm not running around on you, Jackie. She was the first person to put a needle in me because I wanted to see what that was like. And it was very surprising. I don't know that she treated me. It may have been stress or anxiety that she treated me for, because I really didn't have anything going on. But that was my first introduction to acupuncture. And so in the last couple of years, like I said, I just turned 62. In the last couple of years, through stress and just my personal life, I don't want to get involved with antidepressants or something along those lines in terms of taking pills if I didn't have to. I thought, well, let's see what acupuncture can do. So that's kind of why I came to you.
Now, you had spoken to me about, you said that you had two levels of anxiety. Could you just talk a little bit about the underlying and then like your everyday stress?
It was odd to me. I've grown up in my own head with my own stress levels, and I'm aware of what that feels like, for better or worse, and I know what that's like. And for some reason in the last year or two or three, I don't remember when it showed up, but let's say in the last 2 years, 2.5 years, I started feeling like there was another level of anxiety on top of that. It was kind of curious to me, puzzling to me. I didn't know where it was coming from. I didn't know why or why it was being caused. It wasn't anything that was preventing me necessarily from doing my daily work, but it just felt different. And I thought, well, let's see, let's talk to Jackie, let's talk to Dr. Jackie and see, maybe we can figure something out. I'm open-minded about this. I'm open-minded about a lot of things, but I'm also skeptical. And when I came to you, it was basically, I'll come in and try this, but prove it to me. I didn't want to come in and with expectations that if you put a needle in me, this is going to cure this. But I have seen, I've read, I've talked, I've listened to people over the years about acupuncture. The Chinese have been doing this a whole lot longer than we've been around. So in the real world, if you look at who's doing things, whether it's business, who's successful, who's doing something that is working, well, the Chinese, the Asian community has been doing this for thousands of years, and they all didn't get up this morning and decide they were going to lie to me and say this all works and we're going to pull one over on Phil. They've been doing this a long time and it works. So I came in with the idea that let you prove this to me.
Well, that's good. I like that kind of I guess, ability or a desire to question. I like patients that ask me a lot of questions. Well, what is this, and why did you choose that point, and how many points are you going to do? And I know when I spoke to you about Chinese herbs, you said, what are in these Chinese herbs anyway?
I don't know that you'll admit to it, but I wasn't telling you how to do your job, but I was asking you a lot of questions, and you may have treated me for know-it-allness and cut that back on me a little bit, because yes, I came in and I questioned. I'm curious anyway by nature, and I know that I've looked in herb books, not Asian herb books, but herb books, and kind of knew some of the ideas behind that. I guess that's where some of that was coming from, but the idea that using herbs with needles is not a strange concept to me. It makes perfect sense to me.
Good. So when you got acupuncture, what was your experience? Did it hurt? What was the acupuncture experience like?
Initially, yes, there is some I don't want to say pain with the needle, but you can feel it. There's some points that are needled maybe are a little more tender than others. That may be because of what we're treating. But it's not uncomfortable. It's not something that if I stick my finger at home, if I'm doing something, it's a different feeling, and it hurts more than acupuncture. I wouldn't say acupuncture hurts, no. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't, like I say, I didn't want to have the placebo effect of going to put a needle in me and this is going to take care of it. I wanted you to prove it to me. I wanted to see. I think you and I had talked about it was after three or four sessions that maybe I started feeling some relief. But I remember coming in and talking to you and saying, Jackie, this isn't working. I don't think this is going to work. And I was a little surprised at myself because I had really expected it to work and was feeling like this was not happening. I was still having the anxiety, the second level. And about a week or two after I had that comment, it went away. I can't tell you why, other than through the treatment with the herbs and the needles, and it's not anything I've done differently, other than continue to come back.
So that was actually kind of my next question: that what indicated to you that you were getting better, and you began to notice that you had less anxiety, that second level of anxiety was reduced.
It just disappeared. I mean, it was almost like overnight. It just disappeared.
Okay.
And
okay.
My regular anxiety level is still there. That's always been with me. That's even lessened. That's a different level than it has been. But the other level of anxiety, the second level,
Thank you, my dear. We're listening to WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. We'll be right back after this message from our sponsors.
Want to finally take the plunge and create your dream swimming pool while helping out your community? I'm not talking about your local neighborhood pool. I'm talking about Ken King's San Diego Pools. Your San Diego's Ken King is passionate about giving back to his community with the help of his clients' own custom dream pools. From donating custom pools for Children's Hospital to Little League baseball teams, San Diego Pools has made all those donations possible. Visit sdpools.net to learn more on how you can make your dream pool possible. Buying San Diego Pools, helping your community.
Affordable, quality American-made furniture and workstations are here. Miramar Office Furniture does it by giving Herman Miller a facelift, by repainting and recovering the quality construction of top brands like Herman Miller and Steelcase. We refurbish workstations and bring them to you at a fraction of their original cost.
I'm Jay Campbell, the owner of Miramar Office Furniture, and I invite you to email us your plans at sales@miramaroffice.com. Miramaroffice.com. Come find out how affordable a beautiful new office can be.
Are you ready for the largest consumer wine event in Los Angeles? Then get your tickets now for the 7th annual LA Wine Fest on Saturday and Sunday, June 9th and 10th at the historic Raleigh Studios in Hollywood. Experience over 500 amazing wine, spirits, and brews. Lifestyle exhibitors, educational wine classes, gourmet food trucks, live music, and much, much more. For more information and special ticket pricing, go to vinvillage.com. Vin Village is where wine lovers connect.
We all need a healthier lifestyle. The stresses of the day take their toll, and the lack of a healthy plan and activities make it that much harder to stay fit. Better Bodies by Chemistry makes it easy for you to maintain a healthy lifestyle and reach your fitness goals by working for you. Combining the best of science and nature, including organics, our vitamins and supplements support and improve your health, all at a great value. Better Bodies by Chemistry also provides tools for women to inspire each other to reach their goals. Whether you need new weight loss solutions or super omega-3 vitamins, we have different nutritional supplements that will work best for your health, heart, and immune system. You can achieve a healthy lifestyle that is realistic no matter how busy and full your life is. And with Better Bodies by Chemistry products, you are assured of the finest quality at a great price. Learn more at betterbodiesbychemistry.com.
I raised $8,000 to build schools for South African children. After realizing how many people go hungry in San Diego, I now volunteer at a food pantry. I'm spending the next year doing volunteer projects across three countries and helping in ways they designate to be the most helpful.
The World Link program at the Joan B. Kroc Institute for Peace and Justice recognizes the potential of youth as agents of social change. Learn how you can help youth become a generation of leaders in action at peace.sandiego.edu.